Last week, we asked for your stories of great Olympic moments. Well, Deanne Charlton of Autogaville, Alabama, worked the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. She's a massage therapist. So she had a special view of the Games, in particular, a match between Australia and Britain during the closing ceremonies. Deanne was seated with the Brits.
We had wonderful souvenir programs for the night, and the Brits would tear off one of those big, heavy, thick pages and crumple it up and stand up and throw it over as ammunition at the Australians.
The Aussies lobbed a few back, but only half-heartedly, until
all of a sudden, the entire Australian delegation leaped up and pelted the Brits with everything that the Brits had already thrown at them and their own ammunition. And man, it stung because everybody got hit.
And it wasn't over yet.
The Brit guys jumped up onto their chair seats, leaned over toward the aisle, pointing, saying, "You're all a load of convicts! You're all a load of convicts!" Which made everybody laugh, including the Aussies, who then stood up on their seats and hollered, "Aussie, Aussie, oe, oe!"
In the end, says Deanne, this fit of Olympic fever came with a dose of Olympic spirit. John Lennon's song Imagine rang through the stadium.
And when he sang, "Imagine all the people living life in peace," every athlete there raised an arm and pointed the palm forward, bowed a head, and just stood there in silent testimony that we have done this. It can be done.
Imagine all the people living life in peace. You.
Thanks, Deanne, and everyone who sent in their Olympic moments. For this week's homework, we want to hear about the music that means something to you. The song that accompanied a particular moment in your life. Write to homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline. That's 202-408-5183.